guest is Steve-O of Jackass fame. It's a really good interview if you guys want to check it out. Oh, hey, dude!
Across the 30-yard line and down at the 32.5 or so.
The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Now the steal is made. Uncontested layup, Katie Klingelhofer puts it up and in. First bucket for Katie, 7 in a row for Amherst.
Today it's live coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament featuring Kearney Catholic, North Platte, St. Pat's, Ogallala, and the host Broncos. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
On the right elbow, Holtmeyer swings, set up play for a three. Lease in the left-hand corner. No good. Offensive rebound all alone is going to be Brian Hoosman, and he'll put it up and in. And that is now 7 in a row, but the Stars are up by 10.
The holiday break is over, and each team is looking to be victorious, ending their 2012 schedule. It's the Amherst Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again, everyone, from Amherst High School. It is time for continuing coverage of the Amherst Holiday Basketball Tournament here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for our second doubleheader of the day between the host Amherst Broncos and the Indians of Ogallala. Earlier today, Kearney Catholic swept North Platte St. Pat's, a very impressive girls' performance, 74-38. Michaela Mestel, 25 points, 7 rebounds, numerous steals in the contest. And then in the boys' game, Kearney Catholic defeat the Irish 52-38, balanced attack there by the Stars. Also today, the Ravenna Holiday Tournament is airing on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. And it was the Loup City Girls downing Overton 43-39. And in the consolation boys' game, Centura beat Overton by a score of 50-45. Right now, Ravenna is taking on Centura in the girls' championship game, followed by Ravenna and Loup City in the boys' championship game. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show on ESPN Radio, and we'll look at the starting lineups in a minute.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at our starting lineups now, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank of Kearney. For the Ogallala Lady Indians, they suit 11. Five of them are seniors, and six of them are sophomores, and they start the five seniors. Number five, 5'2 senior, Aaron Reimers. Number 10, 5' senior, Carly Kay. Number 12, 5'8 senior, Kaylee Berg. Number 14, 5'7 senior, Jessica Paluchek. And number 32, 5'8 senior, Sierra Wojcieski. Head coach of the Indians is Chris Mestel, assisted by Jennifer Jones and Mira Massey. They are 2-4 on the season with wins against Lexington and Chase County. They have lost to Minden, Sutherland, and Hershey, who all have only one loss, and then dropped one to Perkins County. Now for the Amherst Lady Broncos, number 5, the 5' senior, Kiana Leach. Number 11, 5'9 senior, Katie Klingelhofer. Number 15, 5'5 sophomore, Sydney Tobenheim. Number 23, 5'10 senior, is Jessica Fernandez. And number 45, 5'9 senior, Mackenzie Bergstrom. The head coach of the Amherst Lady Broncos is Nikki Eckhout, assisted by Jamie Klingelhofer. Amherst is 5-2 on the season. They've dropped games to Ansley Litchfield and Loomis, who are a combined 10-3. Their wins have come over South Loop, Franklin, Kennesaw, and Selma-Myrna. And last time out, Axtell in overtime, but they have not played for 2 full weeks. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off between Amherst and Ogallala in just a moment. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Amherst is going to win the tip, and Sydney Tobenheim is going to score for Amherst, and then Ogallala brings it right back down the floor, and Wojcieski lays it up and in. So each team is going to score on their opening possession here of the ball game, and we are tied up at 2. As bringing the ball into the front court will be Katie Klingelhofer over on the right elbow with it, and she'll bring it back out top. Of course, after graduating, they're one of the best, if not the best, girls player in Hemmen here from last year. They are still trying to maybe play a little bit different style of basketball. They still have Fernandez at 5'10 and Bergstrom and Klingelhofer at 5'9 as they try to top it inside. And there's Bergstrom, the short jumper off the glass, up and in. So still trying to get that ball inside. That's how they've scored their first 2 buckets. And that'll make it 4-2 in favor of Amherst. Both teams want to come out and put a little pressure on. Coach Chris Messel saying, we want to get in Amherst's face, get right after them. It looks like Amherst is doing the same. Three-pointer in the corner on the way by Polucic. It's going to be off the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Bergstrom. Gets it into the front court to Klingelhofer. Long pass down to the baseline to Leach. She can't get a shot, so she'll kick it off to Fernandez. Her jumper from 15 is no good. Ogallala will pull down the rebound here. And that'll be Kaylee Berg. Outlet pass stolen away, though. First turnover of the game. Bringing it in with the jump stop and putting it off the glass is Sydney Tobenheim. So Tobenheim with the steal and score. And it is 6-2 in favor of the Lady Broncos. Second bucket for Sydney Tobenheim. And Ogallala loses the ball away again. Tipped up there by Leach, and coming up with a loose ball will be Bergstrom. And McKenzie brings it into the front court. She's trapped up there. Getting a hand on it is Carly Kay. They'll take it back out to the wing to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer will drive. Her shot is no good. Offensive rebound, Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim drives the baseline, kicks it out for a long-range jumper that spins around, no good. Rebound brought down again on the offense by Bergstrom. And McKenzie will go to the line to shoot 2. The foul is on Kaylee Berg of Ogallala. That is our first foul of the basketball game. So Bergstrom will go to the line. And the first free throw is on the way and in. So a good start here for Amherst, up by a score of 7-2. Ogallala already making some substitutions here. Second free throw coming up for Bergstrom on the way, and it rattles home. Don't forget, all of our games are also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ogallala basketball. Micah Mestel is into the ball game, coach's daughter. And the ball is going to be tipped and taken away. Ogallala, 3 straight turnovers. Amherst in the front court with it on the left wing. Dribbling off the pick is going to be Tobenheim. Her 14-footer hits the front of the iron. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Polucic. And Jessica will bring it across the timeline here for the Ogallala Indians. Get it back between the circles to Aaron Reimers. Reimers on the high post, right side to Wojcieski. Wojcieski bounce pass down low, can't get a shot. Gives it into the paint to Arnsdorf, and Sophia is fouled. She'll go to the line. Two free throws coming up for Arnsdorf. And the foul is going to be called on Mackenzie Bergstrom, the first of the game on Amherst. Free throw is on the way, and it is off to the left, no good. And checking in will be Jensen Geisert. Geisert into the game for Ogallala. So Coach Mestel, only 11 girls. He's already played 8 of them, and we're not 3 minutes in. So maybe some strategy here against Amherst as the second free throw's off the front of the rim. No good, and Fernandez will get the rebound. Amherst wants to run. Outlet pass to Leach in the front court with that big knee brace on the right knee. Drops it into the left-hand corner. Bergstrom dribbles it off the leg of the Ogallala defender and out of bounds off Geisert. Now coming in for Amherst will be Jessica Eckout, 5'5 freshman. And Amherst will take it out underneath their own hoop. Eckout to throw it in, into the corner. Tavenheim for three. It's off the iron, no good. And the rebound will be yanked down by Paluchek. That's Jenna this time, as there are two Paluchek's in the ball game. Left-hand wing. The jumper is up, no good by Carly Kay. It's way short. And Bergstrom will grab the loose ball. Amherst breaks the pressure up to Fernandez, trying to dribble it in place. Now picks it up and hands it off to Klingelhofer. Swings at the right-hand corner. Tavenheim, catch and shoot and score. Sydney Tavenheim has 6 points, and we've got a timeout on the floor by Ogallala. Amherst out of the gates quickly here with 4:26 to go in the first quarter of play. It is Amherst 10 and Ogallala 2. We'll be right back.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
After the Ogallala timeout, we remind you that our timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Get one now at West 39th Street in Kearney or here at the Amherst concession stand. By the way, very yummy during the break. It's 10-2 in favor of Amherst, and Ogallala with a basketball here after that 30-second timeout. 4:10 to go here in the first quarter of play. With it is Carly Kay. Against the man-to-man defense here, they try the back cut. There's a nice pass inside, but the runner by Mestel is no good. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Jenna Paluchek. And that snaps the run by the Amherst Lady Broncos, 10-4, as they hustle the ball up the floor, swing it over on the right side to Eckhout. She throws it up, no good. Offensive rebound, though. Bergstrom is there for the putback. That's already 6 points and 4 rebounds for Mackenzie Bergstrom, and it's a track meet right now. Three-pointer on the way. It's going to be blocked out there by Katie Klingelhofer. Ball loose and run down in the corner by Jessica Fernandez, and then she will be fouled by Mestel. First foul on Micah. And the second foul of the ball game, and into the ball game for Amherst will be Courtney Martinson. And for Ogallala, Aaron Reimers and Jessica Paluchek re-enter the ball game. 12-4. Earlier today in college football, the Ohio Bobcats, Frank Solich's squad, rolls Louisiana Monroe in the Independence Bowl, 45-14. And we'll give you an update on the Russell Athletic Bowl. Rutgers 7, Virginia Tech nothing. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here Amherst is trapped in the corner, making a nice throw out to Bergstrom. Now they've got a nice little 3-on-1. Kick it out to Eckhout. Reset the offense over to Tavenheim. Baseline jumper comes up short. Rebound brought down by the Indians and Wojcieszki. They want to run, but the pass is deflected away by Tavenheim. Saved by Ogallala. Ogallala drops the ball. It's a greased pig out there, and Amherst will pick it up. Fourth turnover for the Indians, and they make an ill-advised long pass down the floor, and Amherst turns it over for the first time here in the ball game. So Ogallala tries again as they bring it into the front court with Carly Kay. Kay lobs it backside. Oh, they had wide open Berg, but they overthrew her and over her head and out of bounds. Here's Kiana Leach and Ashley Kreitz checking back in for the Broncos. Staying out there will be Eckhout along with Klingelhofer and Martinson, who came in just a moment ago. 12-4 Lady Broncos, 2.5 to go here in quarter number one. Pass goes behind Martinson, who was making, or Kreitz, who was cutting down the baseline. It's somehow saved. The ball goes out to Leach. Now a three-pointer on the way from Klingelhofer. It rattles off, no good. Offensive rebound once, no. Second, yes, Courtney Martinson took her a couple of opportunities, but she's able to cash in the second one. And Amherst doing a good job on the boards. They lead it by a score of 14-4. Down on the baseline with it. Short jumper is up and in for Arnsdorf to get Ogallala back on the board. 14-6. And in the backcourt, we've got an offensive foul called on Amherst running through a screen or trying to set the screen, Kiana Leach. And that'll be the first foul on Leach, second foul on Amherst. Checking into the ball game will be Micah Mestel again. And checking out for Ogallala will be Carly Kay. 14-6 Broncos, 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic won both the earlier games over North Platte St. Pat's. Big in the girls' game, and 52-38 in the boys' game, 74-38 in the girls'. Ogallala with a basketball, trying to drive left side of the key. Reimers has her shot blocked back to her by Klingelhofer. Picked back up the loose ball to Palucic. Jumper on the way, no good. Offensive rebound, nobody boxes out Arnsdorf, and she is there for the putback. 14-8, baseball pass to the other end. Run down by Kreitz, but she walked with a basketball, trying to keep it in play. Now Tommenheim is back in. Klingelhofer will get a breather. It looks like Jenna Palucic back in for Ogallala. Amherst will back off and pick things up defensively when they reach midcourt. 14-8, Amherst went for the steal, couldn't get it. Wojcieszky drives and scores. So that was the risk reward. Went for the steal when Amherst didn't get it. Wojcieszky had an open lane, and she dribbled it right in for the score. Six in a row by the Indians, 14-10. Kreitz with it outside the arc as they face the pressure. Great bounce pass underneath. Short jumper up and in by Martinson. Kreitz with the assist. Martinson with the lay-in. 16-10. Pretty good basketball being played right now. A minute to go here in the first quarter. Here's Palucic. Again, off the pick to Wojcieszky. She scores, and she's fouled. Coming off the screen, they ran right into her. And the foul will be on Kreitz, her first. Wojcieszky now with six of the quarter will get a chance for a three-point play. Checking back in, Bergstrom for the Broncos and Kay for Ogallala. Of course, some very familiar names. Kay, athletic director out there. Chip, free throw, good. Or back in the day was. And the free throw, as we said, by Wojcieszky is good. Substitutions are in, and Amherst now trying to break the press. They do with a long pass to Bergstrom, but the lead is down to three. It was 14-4, and it's a 9-2 run right now by the Indians to cut it to three at 16-13. Ball punched out of bounds. It'll stay with Amherst. Leach at the top of the circle, walked with the basketball, wanted to make a bounce pass over here to Tommenheim, but she was covered, and so second thought, walked with the basketball. Third Amherst turnover. And the Indians will throw it in. A three-pointer away from getting a quick tie here. Trouble getting it in, and finally coming free is Kaylee Berg. And a jump ball called to the backcourt as Leach is able to tie her up. They had her double-teamed. And the arrow points the way of Ogallala, so they'll maintain possession, but they'll have to throw it in again. Throwing it in is Palucic. And just kind of throws it up for grabs. Mestel finds it and throws it back into the front court. The ball is knocked away by Martinson, and the steal is made. Sixth Ogallala turnover. Dribbling into the double team is Bergstrom. She's in trouble at midcourt. We're going to get another jump ball. The arrow will point the way of Amherst, so they'll maintain possession, but that's exactly how you want that half-court trap to work. Bergstrom dribbled right across midcourt and then picked her dribble up, nowhere to go against the double team. 25 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Amherst basketball leading at 16-13. Leach gives it off to Klingelhofer. They'd like to get the last shot. 17 seconds. Klingelhofer drives into the corner. Tommenheim for three. It comes up short. No good. Rebound pulled down by Ogallala and Arnsdorf. They've got time with 7 seconds. 5 seconds at midcourt. Trying to get a shot down low. Good pass. The shot at the buzzer is good by Kaylee Berg. And a great end to the first quarter by Ogallala. They close on an 11-2 run. And after one, it's Amherst 16, Ogallala 15. You're listening to the Amherst Holiday Tournament on ESPN Radio.
I I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Doug Duda, Grant Sparks back with you here at Amherst, where Ogallala will get the ball to start the second quarter of play, trailing 16-15 to Amherst, but they get it into Wojcieszki on a little wraparound on the low block, and you hear the whistle. She's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. So after a slow start, the Indians have really heated up here in the last couple of minutes. And the foul is going to be called on Katie Klingelhofer, her first, and the team's fourth. And the free throw is on the way, and it is in. Wojcieszki with 8 to lead the way for Ogallala. Bergstrom and Tobenheim each have 6 to lead the way for Amherst. And the second free throw is also good, and Ogallala has their first lead of the game, 17-16, erasing the 10-point early deficit. Into the right-hand corner with it is Tobenheim. Down low, Fernandez. Some contact, turnaround jumper, no good. Ball is loose on the floor and picked up by Reimers of the Indians. Up the floor she comes. Aaron at the top of the circle swings it right wing to Polucek. Polucek dribbles it into the corner. Underneath the Wojcieszki, she'll drive but put it up too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer trying to go coast to coast, weaves her way through traffic, pulls up from 9. The shot's no good. Rebound to Geisert of Ogallala. Geisert will slow it down and find her point guard in Aaron Reimers. Knocked away in the backcourt. Amherst, can they make the steal? It's still loose. No, Ogallala saves the possession with Jessica Polucek being right there. The Centura girls leading Ravenna at the half, 19-14 is your score on Classic Hits, 98.9. Right elbow with it is Geisert, swings it to the left wing. There's Reimers. Reimers holds the ball up top. Gives it to Wojcieszki, who gives it right back to her. Back cut, ball knocked away. Fernandez, they tried to get it to Polucek. A nice steal by Amherst. That's Ogallala's 7th turnover. Amherst has 3. In the corner, 18-footer Tobenheim. No good. Rebound brought down by Wojcieszki. Fast break the other way. Going in for the layup. It rolls off that time by Polucek. And the rebound, Fernandez. We're back to a track meet here. Up the floor comes Jessica. She'll wing it into the right-hand corner, and then kick it back up top. Klingelhofer for 3 all the way around. It won't go. Nothing going right now for Amherst. Polucek will get the rebound. Jenna gets that rebound. Fast break to the other end, and Jensen Geisert lays it up and in. 19-16, Ogallala. Again, they're on a 15-2 run right now. Amherst was up 14-4. And the timeout changed some things. Here's Leach at the other end. 7-footer, too strong. Rebound brought down by the Indians. But they were standing out of bounds, it appears. And now Coach Mestel is going to bring in some fresh lungs as he's got 4 new girls rotating into the basketball game. It will be Amherst ball. Lob it into Bergstrom. 1 dribble in the paint. Puts it off the square. Too strong, no good. And Jenna Polucek gets her 4th rebound. Up the floor she comes, swings it right side. Jumper by Mestel from 15, around, and out, and a jump ball on the rebound between Arnsdorf and Bergstrom. And the arrow points the way of Amherst. So they'll get the ball with 5:29 to go here in the first half. Don't forget, at halftime, it will be the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. And now a fouling called on Amherst as they bring it up the floor. So whatever the Broncos had in the first 4 minutes, they have lost in the last 8. They are struggling right now. Ogallala will take over on Amherst's 4th turnover of the basketball game. Cross the timeline with a left-hand dribble. will be Mestel, and the bounce pass is kicked. Jeff Schwartz and his crew, we've kind of had different faces for every game today. Higgins and Langen were here earlier, worked with Schwartz one game, Bacon the other. Now we've got this crew, I believe, for the next two games. Ogallala ball at the high post, working her way around is Arnsdorf, kicks it out on the wing to Mestel. Micah gets it into the hands of Polucek, and she lost the ball, and there's a travel by Ogallala. Kaylee Berg was just trying to get that ball up towards the rim and kept bumping in to Amherst defenders. Eighth turnover for the Ogallala Indians. College football tonight, following our basketball on ESPN Radio, Texas Tech and Minnesota kicking off at approximately 8 o'clock. Rutgers now up 10-0 over Virginia Tech, a minute to go in the first quarter. And so far, Amherst has yet to score in the second quarter. We're down to 4:45 to go. Eckhout in the game, goes down to Fernandez in the corner, back out to Eckhout, dumps it into the post to Bergstrom, swings it through the paint. There's a jumper by Tommenheim, short, followed the shot, got a rebound and scored. And that's why you follow your shot. Sydney Tommenheim breaks the ice here in the second quarter for Amherst. She now has 8 points. The lead is one, but underneath, another layup for Ogallala. Kaylee Berg with the nice pass and an easy bucket. A lot of easy buckets for Ogallala. They're doing a good job of getting the ball down low for a team that doesn't have anybody taller than 5'8". They've got a lot of good looks. 21-18 and a hand check foul. Out away from the hoop called on the Indians. It's going to be called on Micah Mestel, her second, third team foul. And Wojcieski's back in, Geisert's back in, and Carly Kay back into the ball game here for Ogallala. Staying in is Jessica Polucek and Aaron Reimers. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Amherst with the ball, trailing now by three. Lob it to Bergstrom. She's in traffic, puts it up too strong from 4 feet. It went right over the rim. And the ball falls to Jessica Polucek. So while Ogallala is making a lot of shots inside, Amherst has been missing quite a few shots inside the paint. Now the ball knocked away out around the perimeter. It is saved there by Reimers, and Ogallala gets back to work. Bounce pass in the right wing to Polucek. Polucek tries to get to the baseline, has the ball poked out of bounds. Here comes Courtney Martinson into the ball game for the Broncos, and Bergstrom will get a breather. Ogallala ball underneath their own hoop, leading by three with 3:30 to go here in the first half. Lob the ball in on the right wing. There's some room for Reimer. She runs down the lane, puts it up, no good. Wojcieski offensive putback, no good. Rebound by Katie Klingelhofer, and Amherst is off to the races. Klingelhofer all the way, and the runner with the left hand is off the glass and in. Klingelhofer with her first bucket of the ball game. Nice coast-to-coast move, but they don't get back on defense until the pass is underthrown and stolen away. Martinson comes up with a loose ball on the underthrown Ogallala outlet pass. Broncos try to get the lead back here with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Little pick and roll into Fernandez. She'll put it up and in from 8 feet. Nice pick and roll there by the Amherst Broncos. And Fernandez with her first bucket, and the Broncos regain the lead. 22-21 with 2:45 to go here in the first half on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and FlatRiverPreps.com. On the left elbow, not even looking to shoot, was Geisert. She was wide open. Instead, she dumped it inside. The ball's taken away by Fernandez. Out ahead, a foul will be called that sends Katie Klingelhofer to the line. Jensen Geisert was as open as you could be, but she was running the offense and was just getting the ball from point A to point B and then point B to point C. Didn't even look at how open she was. The foul is going to be called on Carly Kay. That's her first. And the free throw is on the way, and it's through there for Katie Klingelhofer. Kiana Leach back in, and Tommenheim will check out here for the Broncos. Second free throw now coming up for Klingelhofer. It's on the way, and it's in. So she hits them both, and now Amherst has scored six in a row, and they're up 24-21. Long pass to the other end. There's another layup that's good for Sophia Arnsdorf, and Amherst has got to get back on defense. Into the front court with it is Klingelhofer. She's being accosted by two, three players, but finds Fernandez now has room to get to the hoop, and Jessica will put it off the glass and score. You got to like what Amherst is doing, what both teams are doing, but when Amherst does break that press, they are attacking, and that's what makes great basketball teams, when you can break that press and then attack it and get points off of it. Thinking about a three is Carly Kay, decides not to, goes on the baseline here to Polucek. Jenna kicks it back out. There's the three-pointer, and it is no good for Kay. Offensive rebound, though, goes to Mestel, and a second chance here. And driving in Kay, off balance, shot from six is no good. Rebound brought down by Jessica Eckhout. Outlet pass to Fernandez. Three on three. Fernandez, right wing, dishes it off there to Martinson. Martinson, one dribble, and her 12-footer is good. Courtney Martinson with 6 points. 28-23, Amherst, as this game continues to be up-tempo with a minute 15 to go. But again, you have to remember, Amherst is now a D2 school. Ogallala, C1. As the ball is ripped away by Martinson, and then as she tries to find somebody to pass it to, she walked with the basketball. So you've got 11 turnovers for Ogallala and 5 for Amherst so far in this basketball game. And Coach Eckhout making mass substitutions here. As you can tell, her girls are a little bit fatigued. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up here on ESPN Radio, so stay with us. Ogallala ball. Jessica Polucek holds it on the right wing, starts left, now goes right, goes to the baseline, goes to the hoop, puts it up, no good. And fighting for the loose ball, we're going to get a jump. Underneath, it is going to be Sydney Tommenheim and Arnsdorf that were tied up. The arrow belongs to Ogallala, so they'll get it underneath their own hoop. 50 seconds to go here in the half, 28-23 Amherst. Ogallala tosses it in all the way to the top of the circle. Again, Ogallala went on a 15-2 run from the end of the first to the start of the second. There's a nice move right to the hoop, and a left-hand dribble, Berg. She'll lay it up and score. Ogallala has found a way to get things done. And then they steal the inbounds pass here right underneath the hoop. Can't find anybody to pass it to and turn it right back over. Up the floor comes Ashley Kreitz. 28 seconds to go. Kreitz gets it up top to Bergstrom. They want to be patient, but Ogallala's not going to let them. They put pressure on. Tommenheim, a left-hand corner with 20 seconds. Tommenheim gets by her defender. The runner's up and in. Sydney Tommenheim now with 10 points, and it's 30-25. Baseball pass to the other end of Mestel. 9 seconds. Try to get it inside, and the ball is stolen away by Martinson. Martinson will get the ball for Amherst, and that will bring us to the end of the first half of play. So Amherst was up 10, then they fell behind by 3. Now they go up 5 into the halftime locker room. At their own holiday tournament, it's Amherst 30 and Ogallala 25. When we come back, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Stay with us here on ESPN Radio.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to Amherst, everyone. I want to thank Athletic Director Ron Evans and all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half in our girls' game, Amherst 30 and Ogallala 25. Earlier today, the Kearney Catholic girls, a 74-38 win over North Platte St. Pat's in a battle of unbeatens. The Stars continue to just roll through their competition. They've beaten the defending state champ and an unbeaten team here in the month of December and have done it large. Michaela Mestel, 25 points, 7 rebounds. Theron Baum, 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Shelby Alberry led St. Pat's with 11 points and 8 rebounds. In the boys' game, Kearney Catholic went on an early second quarter run to take a 28-19 halftime lead and went on to a 52-38 victory. David Squires, 14.6 rebounds. Connor Streit, 12 points. Brian Hoosman had 11. For North Platte St. Pat's, 11.7 rebounds for Sean Keenan, 10 points off the bench for Alex Harms. Earlier today at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, which is currently airing on Classic Hits 98.9, the Loop City Curls won the consolation game over Overton 43-39. And in the consolation boys game, Centura held off Overton 50-45. At last check in the girls game, they're just getting into the second half. Centura had a 19-14 lead over the Ravenna Lady Jays, and then the Ravenna Loop City Boys, what should be a great game still to come. And we have the Amherst Ogallala Boys still to come here on ESPN. We'll take a break. Be back with more in a minute.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back to high school basketball from the Amherst Holiday Tournament. It is 30-25 in our girls' game at the half in favor of the Amherst Lady Broncos. Let's take a look at the numbers, and we'll talk with Amherst boys coach Clark Ribble here in just a moment. But first off, for Ogallala, Jensen Geisert has 2 points and a rebound. Jenna Paluchek, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Micah Mestel has a rebound. Aaron Reimers, a rebound. Kaylee Berg, 6 points and a rebound. Jessica Paluchek has 2 rebounds. Sophie Arnsdorf has 6 points and 3 rebounds. And Sierra Wojcieski leads the way for the Indians, 9 points and 3 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 3 in the first quarter, 2 of 2 in the second. They've missed a three-pointer in each quarter. Turnover has been a problem for Ogallala, 6 in the first and 7 in the second. Foul situation, Mestel, the only player with 2. Ogallala had 15 points in the first quarter. They had 10 in the second. And at the half, the Lady Indians, 25 points, 16 rebounds, 3 out of 5 at the free throw line, 0 of 2 from three-point land, and 13 turnovers. Now let's take a look at the first half numbers for Amherst, where Katie Klingelhofer has 4 points, 2 rebounds, and a couple of blocks. Sydney Tavenheim leads the way with 10 points and 3 rebounds. Jessica Fernandez, 4 points and 2 rebounds. Jessica Eckout, a rebound. Courtney Martinson, 6 points and 2 rebounds. And Mackenzie Bergstrom, 6 points and 5 rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. They're a perfect 2 of 2 at the line in each quarter. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in each quarter, and none of the Broncos have more than 1 foul. 16 points in the first quarter. Took them a while to get going in the second quarter, but they put up 14, and at the half, 30 points, 15 rebounds, 4 out of 4 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 6 turnovers. And at the half, it is Amherst 30 and Ogallala 25. Our boys game is coming up next as the Broncos take on the Ogallala Indians, and Coach Ribble joins us here. And Clark, this is D2 basketball. You guys are sliding down into the depths of D2, but you're going to get a challenge tonight from an Ogallala team, even though they've only got 1 win. When you step up a couple of classes, you kind of know that things may change a little bit. How are you looking forward to this game tonight?
That's right, Doug. We did drop down to D2 this year. You know, we can't really help our numbers, but we look at tonight as an opportunity to play someone a little bit bigger than us. We haven't played anybody at the C1 level yet. Our kids are looking forward to the opportunity to play Ogallala.
Looks like they've got a little bit of height, no 6'6", 6'7", kids, but what are you expecting from them?
We're smaller than everybody we play. We're not real big, and so – you know, the key to our game is our guards, and we're going to try and get up and down the court and, you know, just run them.
We're talking with Clark Ribble, the head coach at Amherst. we talked earlier, I was talking with Coach Lease after their win, in case they play you, you're kind of the style that they like to play. And we've talked about how you guys have really kind of refined and brought kind of what I called the street ball mentality when it first started, and now it's way more under control. Do you agree with that assessment, and do you like the way that the progress has come over the last couple, 3 years?
Yeah, you know, it just allows our kids to have a lot more freedom, you know, and that's just the way that our team is constructed to have best success is, you know, there's some continuity to our offense, but there's a lot of read and reaction things. And yeah, you know, I think it just gives us the best chance to win ball games. And that's what we're looking for is, you know, just put our kids in a position where they can have success.
You've got some new names on the assistant coaching side as well. How has that changed and helped this team grow?
Oh, it's been huge. We added Les Adelung and Bill Giffen, and they've just helped with their expertise in different game situations and just bringing accountability to practice. And it's been great so far. Those men really have helped our program develop over the last 2 or 3 months.
You guys have not, just like the girls, you guys haven't played for 2 weeks. Are you concerned about that at all?
Not really. You know, everybody's kind of in the same boat after Christmas. You know, with the moratorium, we got to have practice at least yesterday. Yeah. Some teams had to play that first day. And so, you know, I think it's a fair playing field. I'm looking forward to getting the second third of the season underway and see where we can go.
I guess the final question is, overall, how do you feel this team has played this year? I mean, the two losses are at Loomis and at Kennesaw. Kennesaw obviously undefeated. Overall, how do you feel the way the team has played their first 7 games?
So far, I am extremely pleased with our effort, with our unselfishness. I think that we are getting better defensively, and offensively we can put it in the hoop. So, you know, I'm really happy with the way our team's coming along so far.
Well, it should be a fun game, Coach. Congratulations on the start, and good luck tonight, man.
Thanks, Doug, for your coverage.
You bet. Clark Ribble, head coach of the Amherst Broncos. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half is next.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Well, Ogallala will be on defense to start the second half here as Amherst, with the lead, 30-25, has the ball. And it looks like we're going to see some pretty good matchup zone maybe from Ogallala. Yeah, they're going to come out in a little bit of a zone here. Try and double-team Bergstrom, though, down low. Can't quite tell yet if it's a box and one or not. It's giving Amherst a little different look. Bergstrom pops out, though, takes it at the free throw line and hits the line drive jumper. 8 points for McKenzie. And the lead is back out to 7 at 32-25. At the end of 3, the Ravenna girls lead Centura by a score of 30-29. So that is on Classic Hits 98.9. A little bit of a surprise there with Ravenna leading Centura. Here, the jumper inside the lane is going to be no good by Berg. Coming out of there with it is going to be Klingelhofer, but they say she walks as she tries to get out of traffic. And so it will stay with Ogallala. Ogallala ball underneath their own hoop, down by 7. Their biggest lead, 3. The biggest lead for Amherst, 10. Driving in with the little scoop shot, Carly Kay, no good. Amherst cannot grab the ball, and out of bounds it goes. One minute gone here in the third quarter. Ogallala ball, and a reach-in foul up top on Kiana Leach. That'll be her second. First Bronco with more than one foul. As we said, college football going on today. Update for you. It is Rutgers 10, Virginia Tech nothing. 9.5 to go in quarter number 2. As Ogallala gets it in underneath their own hoop, Wojcieszki on the low block would dribble it off her foot, and it rolls out of bounds. So they got what they wanted, but dribble it off the foot instead of the floor, And now Amherst gives it right back as they dribble out of bounds on the sideline. Ogallala forced him to the far sideline, and Tavenheim stepped on the red stripe over there. Eighth turnover for Amherst. 32-25 Broncos. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Weaving her way through traffic is Reimers. Reimers all the way to the paint. Left-handed jumper, no good. She gets her own rebound, which came all the way out to the top of the key. Now gives it off on the wing to Jessica Paluchek. Paluchek, left-hand dribble to the baseline. Comes in for the reverse layup. Shot no good. And we're going to get a jump ball inside or a foul. Can't quite tell what they're going to call here. Looks like it will be a jump. And the arrow will point the way of Ogallala. Wojcieszki comes down with the rebound. And to throw it in will be Berg. Berg to the baseline. Here's Paluchek. Little eight-footer up and in. Jessica with her first bucket of the ball game. 32-27. Amherst with a five-point lead. Leach gets it back out top to Klingelhofer. Over the top of the double team. Tavenheim from 15. It rattles out. No good. And Paluchek gets her third rebound. Jessica will find Reimers. Reimers outlet pass. Nobody looking for it, and it goes out of bounds. Kaylee Berg didn't know that the long pass was coming her way and then couldn't locate it in time before it trickled out of bounds. Ogallala had a lot of success with the long pass in that first half of play. Got it underneath, got a lot of layups, especially when they went on that 15-2 run. That turned a 14-4 deficit into a 19-16 lead. Down the baseline, there's Tavenheim again. This time her 10-footer is going to come up short, and Carly Kay will get her first rebound of the afternoon. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Paluchek from 13. No good. The ball ricochets into Wojcieszki's hand, who missed the point-blank bunny, and the rebound brought down by Klingelhofer. Wojcieszki hit the rim on the way up. Outlet pass the other way. Tavenheim in for the layup, and good for Sydney. 34-27. Amherst keeping a little cushion between themselves and Ogallala right now. The winner will play at 2:45 tomorrow. Let me double-check that. 2:30 tomorrow in the girls' championship game against Kearney Catholic. There's a nice bounce pass for Wojcieszki. Backside K, and Carly lays it up and in. The loser will play North Platte St. Pat's. No easy task at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Amherst basketball trapped as they get across the timeline, and they're going to burn a timeout. It'll be their first of the game. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Had a little trouble getting across the timeline, so a timeout on the floor. 34-29, Amherst leads Ogallala. You're listening to the Amherst Holiday Tournament on ESPN.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda, along with Grant Sparks, here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Amherst with the ball out of the timeout, down to Bergstrom. Turnaround jumper blocked by Arnsdorf, and the ball will be picked up by Ogallala. They're down by five, 34-29, with 4:45 to go here in the third quarter of play. Some pretty good offense early on. Right elbow with it is Geiser. Jensen, skip pass left wing to Paluchek. Jenna drives, kicks it back out on the wing. She'll give that off to Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf will take the jumper and draw the foul. Two free throws coming up for Arnsdorf, who had 6 points in the first half and is 0 of 2 at the line. And the foul is going to be called on Mackenzie Bergstrom, her second. Free throw, no good. Checking in for Amherst, Jessica Fernandez and Jessica Eckhout. Checking out Leach and Bergstrom. Also in there is Martinson, along with Tavenheim and Klingelhofer. Second free throw on the way, and that one is good for Arnsdorf, so she now has 7 points. And the lead is 4, 34-30 Amherst. Bringing the ball up the floor is Fernandez. Fernandez across the timeline, throws over the double team. They've got a 3-on-2, but Martinson trying to get it into the corner to Tavenheim. Overthrew her, and out of bounds it goes. Amherst has been really good about attacking that press so far this afternoon. That time, though, just had an errant pass. And Ogallala breaks the press easily. Paluchek into the front court is Reimers. Reimers all the way to the rack. Nobody stops her, and Aaron scores. That's her first basket. We've had a lot of players that didn't score in the first half, getting some points here in the third quarter, and a carry called in the backcourt. Again, another funny hop there off the floor for the Broncos. And after having just 6 turnovers in the first half, 4 in the first 4 minutes of the second half here for Amherst. Carly Kay, Kaylee Berg back in for the Indians. The third of 4 games today here on ESPN Radio. We're back tomorrow for all the games that involve either Amherst or Kearney Catholic, so we're guaranteed to bring you the 2 championship games. Should Amherst fall in either one of these, we'll bring you the consolation here on ESPN. Here's a little 10-foot jumper by Reimers that won't go. Offensive rebound underneath, though, for an easy putback, Jensen Kaiser. Kaiser with her second bucket, and we are tied at 34. And the outlet pass to break the press is stolen away. So this game of runs continues, and right now Ogallala is on one. They have went on that 7-point, erased that 7-point deficit by going on a 9-2 run. And it's tied at 34. Indians with it up top. That's Geisert. Swings it left side. Head and shoulder fake. Driving in. And a walk going to be called on Kaylee Bird. Turnover number 16 for Ogallala. Wojcieski and Jessica Paluchek back in, while Jenna Paluchek and Jensen Geisert check out. Inbounds pass against the pressure comes into the short corner here to Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer dribbles out of the traffic to account. Back to Klingelhoffer. Attacks the hoop and scores. Give and go, and Klingelhoffer has 6 on the assist from Eckhout, and Amherst regains the lead, 36-34. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter of play. On the right wing is Carly Kay for Ogallala. They're keeping an eye on her. They'd let her have the 3 if she wants it. Swing it left side to Paluchek. Jessica to the left elbow, Wojcieski. They need to get her involved again. Over to Kay. Kay to the right baseline. Arcs that one-hand jumper, no good. Ball comes out to Tomenheim with the rebound. Sydney coast-to-coast, 1-on-2, put it up too strong. And then I think they're going to get Eckhout over the back. No, they're not. They're going to say that Eckhout got the rebound and that she was backed into. And checking into the ball game is going to be a couple Ogallala players. Carly Kay with the foul and a timeout called here by Ogallala. 2:35 to go in the third quarter of play. It is 36-34 in favor of Amherst. This timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and the concession stand right here at Amherst. 2:35 to go in quarter number 3. It is Amherst 36 and Ogallala 34. Lady Indians coming in at 2-4, but a C1 school. Amherst coming in at 5-2, but a D2 school. And this has been catch-up most of the game for Ogallala. They keep doing it, though. Inbounds pass comes to Martinson. She's in traffic, but finds a way to get the 6-footer up and in. Courtney now with 8 points in the basketball game, and it's 38-34. Martinson having a really nice ball game here off the bench for Amherst. Ball belongs to Ogallala up top. Arnsdorf, her pass knocked away, and the steal is made by Fernandez. Turnover number 17, long outlet pass, gets him a 3-on-1 underneath. The layup is good by Sydney Tobenheim. So all that work that Ogallala did to erase the 7-point deficit, nearly gone. It's back to a 6-point lead at 40-34. Picking up her dribble in the right-hand corner is Paluchek. Into the paint and kicking it back out for a 3. Mestel off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound. Arnsdorf puts it up, no good. Fighting for the loose ball. Martinson comes out of there with it. Outlet pass to Tomenheim. Hits the trailer. Eckhout. Layup rimmed out, no good. Offensive rebound. Fernandez, good. What a run here over the last 90 seconds. And another timeout by the Ogallala Indians. 1:33 to go in quarter number 3. And that's 8 in a row by Amherst. They lead at 42-34. We'll be back in a minute on ESPN Radio.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader. Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Update from the GNAC tournament today. The Kearney High boys upset Scott's Bluff. Congratulations to the Bearcats. They play for the championship tomorrow. 1:23 to go here in our third quarter of the girls' game, and Amherst has scored eight in a row to take a 42-34 lead. Now they steal the ball away. It's Martinson. Martinson up the floor, two on two, jump stop from six, can't get the shot to go, and the rebound brought down by the Indians, and that'll be Kaylee Berg. Martinson's still having a great game so far, and at the other end, driving in and forcing the jumper up in traffic is Jessica Palucek, and she'll get her second bucket, and that'll snap the 8-0 run by the Broncos, 42-36, under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Bergstrom into the front court, hands it to Eckhout, back up top to Leach. Leach from 18 feet, drains it. First bucket in the ball game for Kiana Leach. So answering the Ogallala bucket with one of her own. 44-36, Amherst. Left wing with it is Kay. Carly all the way into the corner. Skip pass up top to Reimers. Reimers wide open. Three is good. It's the first three-pointer of the ball game for either team. And Aaron Reimers knocks it in. 20 seconds to go as Tomenheim pushes it up right side of the baseline. Pulls up from seven. Shot no good and over the back on Eckhout. Reimers got the rebound and Jessica Eckhout with her first personal foul. That's only the third foul of the half on Amherst. Only one's been called so far on Ogallala. Don't forget we still have the boys game to follow between the Broncos and the Indians. Scheduled to start at about 6:45. Inbounds pass. Ogallala's got it, and breaking pressure is Reimers. Reimers feeds it underneath, but a walk's going to be called. Wojcicki needed to take one dribble and did not do it. Turnover number 19 for Ogallala. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Into Leach. Over the top to Eckhout. She's at midcourt. Eckhout swings it over to Tomenheim, but stepping in to steal the ball will be Berg. Ogallala trying to get a shot in the last 4 seconds, but then they throw it out of bounds. So sometimes you're too worried about how much is on the clock instead of just getting a good look. Just under 3 seconds to go. Amherst just throws it into Kiana Leach. Right back to Eckhout, to Tomenheim, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. It is Amherst 44, Ogallala 39. You're listening to the Amherst Holiday Tournament on ESPN Radio.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And the fourth quarter is underway. Amherst basketball, they'll get it to Klingelhofer. Her jump shot is no good. The rebound brought down by Berg, and there's a foul on Amherst as the players go to the ground. And the fourth foul on Amherst of the half. It's the first on Sydney Tomenheim. Grandma Tomenheim said she didn't teach her to foul quite like that. 7:48 to go here. In quarter number four, the inbounds pass is knocked away. Sydney leading the way for Amherst with 14 points so far in the basketball game. For Ogallala, nobody into double figures less yet. Wojcicki still has nine, and all those were in the first half. 44-39 Amherst. Ogallala trying to get across the timeline. And a foul? No, a jump. And the arrow's going to point the way of Ogallala. All kinds of things are going on. Ogallala didn't really want to burn a timeout. They've only got two remaining. So they'll throw it in here with Jenna Paluchek. And it looks like there's a scrape there on Tavenheim. They're going to have to bring her out of the game. Must be enough of a scrape that there's just a tad of blood. It doesn't look like anything bad. So she'll be back as soon as they put a little bandage or tape over the top of it. Now Ogallala inbounds at midcourt. No problem as they'll bring it across the timeline. High post Wojcieszki. Little pick and roll. The shot is blocked down low by Fernandez. And coming out of there with it will be Amherst, but they lose the handle on it. And another chance here, Mestel. She'll drive and kick it back out to the trailer. Eckhout knocks the ball away. A lot of reaching going on right now. Eckhout reaches again, got away with one. Gives it off to Jenna Paluchek. They're trying to get it inside to Wojcieszki. They really have it packed on her. They just keep trying to force it in there, and Ogallala keeps turning it over. That's number 21. Here's Fernandez all the way to the other end. In traffic, puts it up too strong, no good. Rebound comes down to Berg. So we played the first minute 10 and no change here in the fourth quarter. 44-39 Amherst. Jenna Paluchek in the right-hand corner. There they get it to Wojcieszki. Point blank off the glass. It somehow kicks out. Oh, the frustration right now for the Indians as the rebound brought down by Fernandez. That was all the way down. Here is a long jumper from Kiana Leach that's over everything. No good. Rebound Wojcieszki. Her outlet pass gets tipped. I don't know if fatigue's setting in, but the play has gotten a little sloppy as the quick jumper by Mestel is no good. Offensive rebound by Paluchek, and Jenna has it knocked out of her hands. Here comes Amherst again. This track meet continues. That count from 17. It's way short. He goes out of bounds. Back in after that brief time on the bench to get that scratch taken care of is Sidney Tavenheim. And for Coach Mestel at Ogallala, he's going to make multiple substitutions. Centura girls a winner today, 47-36 over Ravenna to win the Ravenna Holiday Tournament Championship. The boys' game will be Ravenna and Loup City coming up on Classic Hits 98.9, also PlatteRiverPreps.com, just like our games here from Amherst. On the left elbow with it is Jensen Geiser. Swings it over to the right side. Paluchek's open, but Jessica's shot is short. Offensive rebound comes to Mestel. Into the paint. Here's Arnsdorf. Eight-footer way off the mark. And a foul on the rebound. Man, it's like somebody ran two new teams out here lately. And the foul is called on Jessica Eckhout, her second. 15 foul. Only one foul in the half has been called on Ogallala. But, I mean, the shots are way off the mark. There's a lot of reaching. There's no scoring. This game was very clean for three quarters. And all of a sudden, both teams struggling a little bit. Inbounds pass for a short jumper. It's Jessica Paluchek. She's got six. And our first points of the fourth quarter come at the 5:40 mark. 44-41 Amherst. Down to Martinson. Courtney, one dribble and a reach-in foul. Going to be called on Ogallala. And they're going to call that one on Arnsdorf. That's her first. Checking in for Amherst is Ashley Kreitz. Eckhout will check out. Tavenheim, Klingelhofer, Martinson, and Bergstrom also on the floor. Inbounds pass comes up top to Klingelhofer. Had the double team, dribbles right by him, throws it up, and draws the foul. It almost spun in. Two free throws on the way. The foul is called on Carly Kay. That'll be her third. So after having one foul in the first 10.5 minutes, Ogallala gets two fouls in 10 seconds. Katie Klingelhofer is 2 of 2 at the line. She's got 6 points. She's got 7 points as that one's up and in. First point of the fourth quarter for the Broncos. They lead at 45-41. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, it will be the Misco Sports postgame show. And now the second free throw on the way, and that's short. And the rebound is grabbed by Arnsdorf. That is the first missed free throw of the game for Amherst, 5 of 6. Long outlet pass stolen away. Tavenheim comes out of there with a loose ball. Right now, that's the difference in this game, the Ogallala turnovers. Amherst, trouble in the backcourt, but they do get it over to Klingelhofer across the timeline. Tries to get it down low to Martinson, who's well covered, and the ball is stolen away. Courtney had no chance at that one. And up the floor with it will be Arnsdorf for the Indians. Down by 4 with 5 minutes to go. 45-41, Amherst. They've led at the end of each quarter, but in each corner, Ogallala's found a way to make a run at him. On the right elbow with it is going to be Arnsdorf. Gets rid of it to Paluchek. Back up top, they've got it in the hands of Kay. Looks at the three, now drives. They just get out of her way, and she makes the layup. Carly Kay off the dribble, got by her defender, and nobody else slid over to help. 45-43, as Amherst breaks the press, and Kreitz takes the jumper, no good. Fighting for the rebound, it's Ogallala ball. Getting it will be Geyser. That'll be her third rebound of the game. As we said, this game has went back and forth momentum-wise, runs by both teams, and right now it's Ogallala, and nobody picks up Reimer, so she shoots an uncontested three, but it comes up short, and the rebound brought down underneath by Ashley Kreitz, whose pass went right underneath the Ogallala basket. Luckily for them, the ball was knocked away, and now they say the officials confer and give the ball to Ogallala. So it wasn't lucky. They did throw the ball away, and Ogallala a chance to tie it up here with an inbounds play underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane, looking for Wojcieszki. She's covered, so they'll chuck it out top to Reimers. Aaron gives it back on the left side, 18-foot jumper by Palucic, and Jenna hits it and ties the game. Long-range jumper, we're knotted at 45. First tie since 34-all. That is our third tie of the ball game. Amherst with the ball. There's a nice drive and dish by Klingelhofer, but the ball is booted away. And Amherst with their third turnover of the quarter. And Ogallala looking for their first lead since the first half. And the jumper is off the iron. No good. Ball tipped around. We'll get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Amherst, as Sydney Tobenheim was in there fighting for position. All right. Amherst has four timeouts. Ogallala has two. Foul situation, Amherst has given up five of them. Ogallala's been called for three, so they still got some to work with. There's only one player in the game with three fouls. That's Carly Kay. Nobody else with more than two. So both coaches should have just about everything available to them here as this game plays out. 3:33 to go. Amherst's long pass is knocked out of bounds. They'll take it out at half court. Jessica Fernandez into Leach. As Ogallala staying in that box and one here, boxing Bergstrom. On the right side with it is Klingelhofer, back out to Leach. Been very quiet for Mackenzie Bergstrom since the first quarter, only 2 points. With it is going to be Martinson. Picks her dribble up the top and circle over to Leach. Coach Eckhout is off the bench, and I think she's pretty close to calling a timeout here because Amherst isn't really doing much with the basketball right here. Fernandez, a couple of dribbles, needs some help, finds Leach all the way out at midcourt. 3 minutes to go. Gets it over on the left wing to Klingelhofer. Nearly walked with the ball. Klingelhofer looks for the screen. They try to set it. It's not a very good one. Klingelhofer trips up, gives it to Fernandez for three, and got it. The first three of the game for Amherst. And their first field goal of the fourth quarter, 48-45, right back to the other end, attacking the hoop. Kano, good. Offensive rebound, Wojcieszki. Back up and in. Sierra's first bucket of the second half, 48-47 Amherst. 2.5 to go in the game. Klingelhofer in the front court, and a hand check foul called on the Indians. Goes on Aaron Reimers. That's her first. Fourth team foul. Sydney Tobenheim in for Amherst. And in for Ogallala, Micah Mestel. And Sophia Arnsdorf, and a timeout on the floor by Amherst. 2:24 to go in the ball game. It is Amherst 48, Ogallala 47. We're back in a minute on ESPN Radio.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Amherst will have the ball underneath their own hoop. They'll throw the ball in.
Do you have something that you saw on tape in preparation where you said, hey,
deflected by Micah Mestel out of bounds? 2:24 to go in the game. Amherst 48, Ogallala 47. A back and forth affair. Amherst has led it most of the way, but Ogallala has always kept coming back. Leach to try and get it in from the deep right-hand corner. Does, but it's taken away. And here goes Erin Reimers for the go-ahead layup, and she missed it. Missed the wide-open layup, and Amherst got the rebound with Mackenzie Bergstrom. Bergstrom up the floor, fires it to Fernandez. Fernandez, wraparound pass underneath, layup up and in, and a foul. Courtney Martinson again. She's got a chance for a three-point play. And re-entering the game will be Katie Klingelhofer. On the other side for Ogallala, Jessica Paluchek. Again, some really good assists in this basketball game here tonight on both teams. The foul is called on Arnsdorf per second. Team fouls are even at five. But now Martinson's first free throw of the game. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Arnsdorf. 50-47 Amherst. Plenty of time left. 2 minutes to go. Get it underneath. There's Wojcieski. Puts it up and draws the foul. The shot will not go. The foul will be called on Mackenzie Bergstrom. That's her third. Two free throws coming up for Sierra Wojcieski, who is 3 of 3 at the line and has 11 points. First free throw is up and in. Again, an Ogallala ball club that has 5 seniors and 6 sophomores. That is the varsity roster for head coach Chris Mestel, who coached in the state title game against Kearney Catholic with Perkins County. Second free throw up and in. Before that, he was at Wallback. 50-49. 1:50 to go. Amherst with the ball and a 1-point lead. With it is Jessica Fernandez into the corner to Tomenheim. Get it on the low post to Martinson, and reaching over the top to commit the foul will be Arnsdorf. That's her third. Now, again, that's only the 6th team foul, so Amherst will take it out underneath. Ogallala subbing in almost every horn. Berg and Jessica Paluchek. Coming out will be Arnsdorf and Jenna Paluchek. Fernandez to throw it in here for Amherst. They lob it in and overshoot the cutter, which is Martinson, and turn it over. Fast break the other way. Ogallala can't bring it all the way in. And how about that? It's knocked away. Can they get the timeout, or is she out of bounds? Amherst jumped on the ball but was out of bounds as Martinson tried to get it right back. 1:38 to go, and this is where you have to have experience out there. There's all day left in this game. It's not a one-possession game. Ogallala with the basketball. Erin Reimers up between the circles. Both teams are now in the 1-1. Reimers swings it over right side to Carly Kay. Knocked out of her hands by Tomenheim. Kay gets it back in front of her own bench. Loses her dribble to the right elbow, Berg. Berg backs in and now kicks it back out top to Reimers. Reimers checks over with the bench for Coach Mestel's signal. High post knocked out of the hands by Klingelhofer. Pick it back up, though, Ogallala. 1:10 to go. 50-49 Amherst. There's a back cut for a layup up and in by Carly Kay, and Ogallala has the lead. 51-50, 1 minute to go. Up the floor, Klingelhofer to Tomenheim. Tomenheim kicks it back out top, Fernandez. 53 seconds. Back over to Klingelhofer. Amherst has 3 timeouts. Let's see what Coach Eckout wants to do. Bergstrom has the ball all the way out the top of the key. That's not who they want handling it. To Fernandez. Skip pass all the way over to Tomenheim. Gets by her defender. Puts up the 12-footer. It's in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Ogallala. Berg up the floor with it. And they try to foul her. And they do with 32 seconds to go. They really didn't need to because she was out of control. But she will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Bergstrom with her 4th foul. So at the line for Ogallala is going to be number 12, Kaylee Berg. This is her first trip to the line. She's there to shoot a 1-1. The team, 58% on the season. The free throw is no good, and the rebound is brought down by Courtney Martinson. Up the floor, they've got a 2-on-2, and they overthrow it. Amherst really could have used a timeout, but they just made, and now they'll take it. But Amherst, who had 6 turnovers now in the 4th quarter, 26 seconds to go in the game, 51-50, in favor of Ogallala. We'll be right back.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sporting all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooke, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to exciting high school basketball action here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Amherst has led most of this game, but now trail 51-50 with 21 seconds left to go in the contest. And for Amherst, they have 1 2-point bucket here in the fourth quarter. They've scored only 6 points. And Ogallala will have the ball. Amherst needs to continue to put pressure on the backcourt. 26 seconds, plenty of time to create a turnover. If you can't create the turnover, then you foul. And to throw it in is Kaylee Bird. Looking. The ball knocked away. The ball loose. The ball out of bounds. It belongs to Amherst. Laying out of bounds with it was Carly Kay. And it will be Amherst ball with 24 seconds. And now they will take a timeout to set up what will probably be the last shot of the ball game. 24 seconds to go in the ball game. 51-50 Ogallala, but now Amherst will take it in front of their own bench when we come back.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
We have seen quite a few games here over the last couple of years come down to the last minute at Amherst, and we've got one here. The winner gets Kearney Catholic's girls. The loser, no easy task, coming right back at 11 in the morning to play North Platte St. Pat's, who is 7-1 on the season. So the Broncos down 51-50 to Ogallala, 24 seconds to go. Each team, according to my book, has a timeout. Ogallala has two. Leach, Fernandez, Bergstrom, Tobenheim, and Klingelhofer, the starting five, are in there for Amherst. Here we go. They try to throw it to the high post. Klingelhofer, she's there. She drives. She draws some contact. No foul. Fernandez, rebound. Back up and in and draws the foul. And Amherst has the lead. Fernandez with the rebound off the miss. I'm not even sure that's what they wanted to draw up, but Klingelhofer was so open she had to attack the hoop. And a chance for a three-point play. Berg with the foul. 52-51. This is huge. This way a two-pointer doesn't beat you. And it's good. Fernandez with 6 in the quarter, 12 in the game, 53-51, 18 seconds. Ogallala gets it across the timeline. Coach Mestel has him going. Wojcieszki, right elbow, looking for a cutter, kicks it out on the wing. Looking at a three is Reimers, and finally a timeout. Coach Mestel saw that they weren't going to get a good shot, so he calls the timeout with 6.5 seconds remaining in the basketball game. It is Amherst 53 and Ogallala 51. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
A big three-point play for Amherst. They force the turnover, call the timeout, get an offensive rebound from Jessica Fernandez. She scores and makes the free throw. And now, with 6.5 seconds left to go in the game, Ogallala has a chance to tie or win with a three. It's 53-51. To throw it in, Carly Kay, far side from the benches in the front court. And here we go. Kay. Looking, throws it all the way out midcourt here to Reimers. Reimers trying to set it up for, lost the handle, throws up an off-balance three, shot at the buzzer, didn't go because it fell into the hands of Polucic. The off-balance three actually fell right into Polucic's hands, who missed a two-footer as time expired. And Amherst gets out of here with a win, 53-51. And we'll play Kearney Catholic in the championship tomorrow at 2:30. Ogallala will play North Platte St. Pat's tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to Amherst High School, where it is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports saying thank you for your business in 2012 and looking forward to serving you and all of the individuals and schools throughout the state in 2013. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look at the final numbers now. First of all, for the Ogallala Lady Indians, the 51 points they scored tonight are the most they've scored all season long, but they come up on the short end, but they had a variety of different gals score. Overall, eight players getting in the scorebook here tonight. Jensen Geisert, 4 points, three rebounds. Jenna Paluchek, 4 points, five rebounds. Micah Mestel, two rebounds. Aaron Reimers, 5 points, three rebounds. Carly Kay, 6 points and a rebound. Kaylee Berg, 6 points, five rebounds. Jessica Paluchek, 6 points, three rebounds. Sophia Arnsdorf, 7 points, six rebounds and a block, and leading the way tonight for Ogallala, Sierra Wojcieski, 13 points, 7 rebounds. 16 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 5 in the first half and 3 of 5 in the second half. Let's see here. Did we get that right? Yeah, 4 of 7. That's correct. 3 of 5 in each half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first half and 1 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers for Ogallala, 13 in the first half and 11 in the second half. The Indians had 25 points at halftime, scored 26 in the second half. And Ogallala, 51 points, 35 rebounds, 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, 1 block, 24 turnovers. Ogallala now 2-5, will play North Platte St. Pat's tomorrow morning here at 11 o'clock in the consolation game. And then they're off to Bridgeport on the 3rd and host Cozad on the 4th. We'll look at Amherst numbers right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And we are back on the Misco Sports postgame show. Here are the final numbers now for the Amherst Lady Broncos. Six different players scored, three of them in double figures. Tiana Leach had 2 points in the game. Katie Klingelhofer, 7 points, four rebounds, two blocks. Sydney Tobenheim led the way tonight with 14 points. She had five rebounds. Jessica Fernandez, the game-winning three-point play with a bucket and free throw with 20 seconds left to go, had 12 points, 5 rebounds, and a block shot. Jessica Eckhout had 2 rebounds. Ashley Kreintz had a rebound. Great night for Courtney Martinson, 10 points, 4 rebounds, and Mackenzie Bergstrom, 8 points and 6 rebounds. I had Amherst for 15 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 4 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second. Three-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 1 in the second half, and that was Fernandez in the fourth quarter. And as far as turnovers, Amherst, 6 in the first half, 12 in the second half. The Broncos had 30 points at halftime, 23 in the second half, but it's enough as Amherst finishes with 53 points, 27 rebounds, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, 3 blocks and 18 turnovers as the Lady Broncos win their fourth in a row to improve to 6-2 on the season, 53-51 over Ogallala. They will play tomorrow at 2:30 against Kearney Catholic in the girls' championship. We're about 24 minutes away from the boys' tip-off here, so we'll take a break, be back with you in about 17 minutes or so, so let's say 6:35. We'll be back on the air here as the Amherst and Ogallala boys get ready to do battle. We'll talk with Coach Eckhout, by the way, at halftime of the boys' game. Also, want to let you know about college football. Ohio defeated Louisiana Monroe in the first game of the day, the Independence Bowl, 45-14. And at halftime, Rutgers leads Virginia Tech 10-0. Tonight at 8 o'clock, Texas Tech and Minnesota play in the Meineke Car Care Bowl here on ESPN Radio. Also, there's basketball currently going on Classic Hits 98.9 as the Ravenna and Loup City boys are playing in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament Championship game. And the Breeze 94.5 FM. In about an hour, we've got Tri-City Storm Hockey as they take on Lincoln at the Viero Event Center. Again, the final score, 53-51 in favor of the Amherst girls. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show.